Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from James, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sandman, I sent a donation a while back talking about the four-step process that human society develops in. The first step being an inflationary growing population, then an inflationary economy, one whose size grows, then an inflationary currency, one whose quantity grows, then an inflationary government, one whose control grows. This process makes one fatal mistake though, assuming that the environment for infinite growth, the world, is also infinite. Because we know that infinite growth cannot exist on a finite planet. The continued inflationary growth thanks to fossil fuels will end at some point, and the human race will go into a deflationary state of existence. The deflationary state of humanity follows the same order. First, a deflationary population, fertility rate below replacement. Then a deflationary money, the USA is right there now because we are in recession. Then a deflationary currency, crypto with a limited total supply and precious metals. Then a deflationary government, total collapse. The population and economy adapt smoothly enough to a deflationary state of existence, because they develop quickly, however the currency and government develop so late that their transition is usually disruptive and destructive. I like to imagine it like a house of cards four layers high, and the higher you are, the harder and faster you fall. However, at the time I sent you the last donation talking about inflationary and deflationary states of existence, I failed to see further into the future. Thanks to your recent videos containing small amounts of what I'd like to call the future pill, I came to the realization that the periods of societal inflation and deflation will stabilize to reach a point where human existence on Earth will be much smaller than it is now, but it'll be far more sustainable. Sustainable as an idol. It starts once again with an idol population. Artificial birthing and cloning, then an idle economy, handled by AI, and then an idle currency, and then an idle government overseen by that AI. The only real solution that you haven't mentioned for this state of existence is what fits for our idle currency, the characteristics that I've identified for all ideal currency as it follows. Number one, the currency has a theoretically infinite supply that requires work to mine. Number two, it should take a proportional amount of effort to mine more units. Number three, the circulating supply decreases every time the currency is used. Number four, the value of the currency determines whether more mined, and the currency that fits this criteria perfectly is none other than Ethereum. While Bitcoin might be used by the masses, I believe that Ethereum will be the highly efficient currency used by the AIs in the government and economy. I also think that the current value of Ethereum and Bitcoin match this theory. This is the case because Bitcoin needs another 40% of growth at its current value to reach a new record price, whereas Ethereum needs 85% of its growth at current value in order to set a new record price. What this means is that the market hasn't fully caught up to Ethereum's actual value for the future, meaning Ethereum will have a greater return of investment in the future as compared to Bitcoin. What are your predictions for the future, and do you see an idle state of existence as feasible? Well, James, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll discuss it in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to human populations are about to collapse and everything will be fine, Clown World show. AI is going to compensate for falling populations by doing the majority of the labor that the people that were never born would have done. Right now, most big governments haven't fully realized that once Bitcoin separates state and money, their days are numbered. Most governments are asleep at the wheel. I think the United States may survive as a nation thanks to big tech siphoning off the wealth and resources from the rest of the world, thanks to AI profiting off of their productivity. America will probably be the last man standing when it comes to both the nation-state as well as the currency. Also, having a fixed supply of a currency is fine. It doesn't need to be infinite and growing. Remember that the US population was growing in the 19th and early 20th century faster than the gold supply. The economy was also growing too. Also, Bitcoin circulating supply is being reduced through lost keys. As for Ethereum's growth, it's probably going to outpace Bitcoin once we enter the altcoin season. You're right about the returns being higher in Ethereum from what's happened in the past, but you're not taking into consideration how Bitcoin will reach its record price in a handful of months if the ETFs keep buying $500 million worth of Bitcoin each trading session, like they've been doing for much of February. In July or August, there might not actually be any left to buy on the exchanges at any price. Instead of Bitcoin being the digital currency for the masses, I think that Ethereum is that, almost like a digital silver. But I don't know enough about that to comment on it. But they are actually burning through a lot of it, so it might actually become more scarce than Bitcoin. But you need to think beyond currency. Think of the possibility of Star Trek replicator technologies. While I agree that technological deflation is eventually coming, and we will have a deflationary currency, it still might be possible to grow much larger and further than we think. AI grows virtual brain power. Solar power in space would grow our energy base. Not to mention potentially helium-3 on the moon or mining asteroids in space. Recently, I learned about NASA's Psyche mission. They found an asteroid worth $100,000 quadrillion in rare minerals. It's worth more than the entire world economy. If it's mined, it's going to deflate the value of rare metals and provide enough for thousands of years. We're about to enter the commercial space age, and not the government one of the 1960s. Forget about Mars. We need to get to Psyche. As many of the world's nation-states collapse in coming years thanks to losing the monopoly on money and taxation through their currencies and inflation, we will see a transition to a city-state being dominant in people's lives, and states competing with each other for dwindling pools of talented people. AI will probably also be one of humanity's last inventions because after that, AI will invent almost everything going forward, and there will be technologically driven hyperdeflation. I don't know if most of us can adapt to rapid changes. Some of us, like myself, are creative types that crave novelty. But most conservative conformist types, at least 50% of the population, won't be able to do that with the rapid technological changes. In fact, they'll probably prefer to get their UBI payments and remain idle. The idle state that you speak of. Not as in having a stable population, but as in doing nothing. For women, that's easy. Most of them will fall victim to hedonism and pleasure. A lot of men, too. Imagine if AI provides every physical survival need, as well as algorithmic entertainment for dopamine. People will have everything they need to survive except for a couple of things. Status and purpose. Status seeking will also become interesting. The new rock stars of the future will probably be philosophers and explorers of the mind and consciousness, because every other physical and mental computational field will have been conquered by that AI, including the visual, auditory, and sensual arts. I'm sad that in such a future there'll be no more Newtons, Teslas, and Beethovens, single unmarried men that revolutionize the world with their intellect alone. That'll come to an end as AI runs the show and starts inventing things that we can't even imagine yet. For a time, we'll be in a transition where the men that ask the AI the right questions and can imagine a better world using it will actually revolutionize things. But they will never know the rush that comes to your mind when you first discover something that no man has ever conceived of before. The new rush will be the speed at which you can revolutionize the world, using that AI. The not-so-mystery link is from my recent trip to the Tesla Museum. And speaking of Tesla, a number of years ago there was a guy named Al Billick that claims to have been a time traveler from the USS Eldridge, famous for the Philadelphia experiment, which rumor has it Tesla worked on. It's very possible that Al Billick's trip to the future actually happened. He says the human race would be living in floating cities run by artificial intelligence, and that those that were antisocial would be expelled by that AI to the surface of the planet. He describes a human race that'll be like babies when it comes to that AI. I'm hearing that 2025 will be the year that we finally get artificial general intelligence. Billick was also the one that mentioned that philosophers would have the highest status in that future. I suspect that the good-looking ones will even clean up with the ladies. I'm also getting worried that a speech from Westworld where the character Ford says that humans are done will come true. Then again, maybe we're in a collective history simulation teaching us how humanity evolved from biological to cybernetic or AI life form. Or maybe we're the AI ourselves learning about how our creators lived. Who knows? James, your House of Cards analogy is kind of correct. What's keeping the nation state afloat right now is ever-increasing tax revenue and its ability to print its currency and steal our time and labor through inflation. But we might not even need currency as everything costs virtually nothing in the future. AI will know each of us and our needs based on personalized algorithms. AI will be the government. Humans will basically be taken out of the loop, all except for purpose and status. Gaining those two things would be the most important in a world where everything else becomes irrelevant. With regards to today, who is going to want to hold residential real estate as an investment in the near-term future, where the world is seeing a shrinking population outside of major cities? Commercial real estate investors are also facing a bloodbath right now. Farmland may lose its value as AI figures out ways to farm using less land and less natural resources to grow our foods, or figure out a way to synthesize them in some other way. I would be more worried about being unable to make any money in the near future with AI taking the jobs tomorrow rather than losing what money I have today. Hopefully my answers give you some more questions, James. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that AI is about to smash the middle classes to smithereens. And all most sims can even think about is looking at TikTok thoughts on their screens. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the future where the human race becomes the pets of a programmable computer away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.